Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The third baseman, Johnny Pesci. Batting third. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Tom Wright. Batting eighth. The catcher, Matt Batts. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chuck Stobbs. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Chuck Stobbs. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. And now, play ball. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field. Wright picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wright. Mitchell moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a fly ball towards Wright. Wright catches it and throws to third to double up. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goodman. Rosen reaches second base with a double. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rosen moves to third. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Goodman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rosen scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chuck Stobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stobbs hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Goodman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon strikes out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mitchell moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby hits a pop-up towards third. Pesky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-1 in the game. Pesky hits a pop-up towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-1 in the game. DiMaggio strikes out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Rosen hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-1 in the game. Easter hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pesky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-1 in the game. Dropo hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Doerr hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kennedy, who is chasing the ball. Doerr reaches third base with a triple. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. Wright strikes out. Two outs. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Batts hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Stobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Stobbs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 2 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 2 in the game. Pesky hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 2 in the game. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. Doby strikes out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey McDermott now pitching. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Rosen for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 2 in the game. Dropo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Doerr bunts towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. Dropo moves to second. Two outs. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 2 in the game. Wright hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Gordon is called out on strikes. 1 out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Batts hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Batts reaches second base with a double. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Batts moves to third. 1 out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 3 in the game. Goodman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Batts scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pesky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Goodman moves to third. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 3 in the game. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lemon is called out on strikes. 1 out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Mitchell moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 3 in the game. Doby is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Rosen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mitchell scores. Boudreau moves to third. It's 4-1, Indians. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Easter is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 3 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dropo takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Doerr hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-3 in the game. Wright strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.